it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a happy Thursday. Paul Ramo here in the studio, and on the phone with us is Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning. Happy birthday, boy.
Well,
and everybody else out there.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.
Yep.
Just another day, right, Dwayne?
Yeah. We're, like you said before, Paul, we were talking a little bit, but can't believe all those years go by so fast.
Yep. I said to my wife, I said, I'm 63. I mean, I can't believe that. I mean, it's unreal.
It goes by fast, and, you know, my mom and dad said it always got to go faster and faster as you got older, and I think it's true.
Yeah, yeah. Maynard said he's 67, and that's even worse.
No, it's good. You keep going. Keep on trucking. Right. Keep on planting. Keep on doing your garden.
Yeah. My mind says I'm in my 20s, but my body doesn't, so. All right. Hey, before we start talking, answering some garden questions, you know, our head football coach at Madison High School passed away, and Bob Monty.
Years of back, yeah, Bob, Coach Bob Monty. Yeah. Paul and I both had him.
Yeah, you were the quarterback, I was the tackle, and he was a good coach.
You protected me.
I did.
Yeah, the blind side, right?
But you never got sacked.
Never.
What do you remember about Coach Monty?
I like Coach Monty. I mean, he made you play. I mean, he didn't let you slough off. You know, he was diehard. He was good, but he was a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
he had a lot of sayings.
Yep.
If you remember that.
Yeah, had a nickname for everybody.
Yep. He hollered at me once, "You got as much brains as a dead squirrel." I go, "Oh, thank you." Yeah, He hollered a lot at me, and I finally one day I asked him, I said, "Coach, how come you holler so much at me?" He says, "If you weren't worth hollering at, I wouldn't be hollering at you." So I said, "Well, I guess you better keep hollering then."
Yeah, he's an ex-Marine. He was the old-fashioned coach. So
yep.
He was good. Sorry to hear that he had passed. So.
Yeah, so yep. Good memories of Bob Monty.
That's right. Well, let's talk, let's open our phone lines. We just have a few questions to start with here, so we could use some more. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for a garden or lawn question for Dwayne. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
I don't know if you saw it on Facebook, Paul. I mean, you put it on Facebook. Did you see the picture of all the vegetables?
I did.
So vegetables from the garden, and those are vegetables out of my garden. I haven't had a garden for many, many years, but it turned out pretty good.
Very colorful.
Yeah. Some things that did well in the garden this year, the tomatoes did really well once they got going. And my Brandywine and Amish paste tomatoes did well. The onions did excellent. We had big watermelons, Charleston gray, cantaloupe was good. I think it was a great year for peppers. We had a lot of green peppers and sweet banana peppers. Potatoes did good. But those are the plants of the week, and all the rest of the garden stuff, except for the oofta one, is pumpkins.
What?
It seems like your pumpkins did well, or they didn't do well at all. It seems like when they were flowering, it got really hot. And I don't know, it didn't set fruit, so kind of a shortage of pumpkins around.
I was surprised to see cantaloupe in your garden. Do a number of people plant cantaloupe? How do they go during the garden?
We have cantaloupe. Iroquois is a great cantaloupe. I like cantaloupe. In fact, I cut it up and have it in the refrigerator and just pick at it, and it's good. I also like honeydew melons, and they did well this year, too.
Oh, okay.
Honeydew is great, and like you said, the cantaloupe, Iroquois is a great one, and squash is doing well. Okay. Not a lot of people pick squash yet, but there's squash out there, and one I like is just a little orange one. It's called honey nut butternut, and it's good. Just it's a small one, so good for one person. Okay. And it's really sweet. Not supposed to put all that brown sugar and butter on it, so Honey nut butternut's a good one.
You're looking at the picture right now, Duane. Your peppers really look big and nice. Got a good color to it.
All kinds of peppers. Green ace, and they turn red, so that big red one is on there as a green ace. Sweet banana peppers, jalapeno peppers. It was a pepper year.
Yeah. You like
so we're spicy.
Were they? See, I don't like spicy, so.
Oh, I like spicy.
Yeah, good picture. That's our, well, our plant of the week is picture of Duane's garden. We put it up on our KOQP Facebook page.
Yeah, you know, and we have, you know, a lot of the people exhibiting their, not exhibiting, but selling their fruit at the farmer's market and vegetables. So support those people. Thursday, which is today, is farmer's market in Dawson here from 3 to 5. Over at Veterans Park, so check them out. They have lots of vegetables, too.
Okay.
And some of those home good things, you know, like cookies and canned items and stuff like that, so check those out, too.
All right. What's our Ufta situation or our Ufta plant of the week?
We're going to do an Ufta plant with the pumpkins because didn't seem to have a lot of pumpkins out this year, and I think it was just because of the hot weather at the time they were flowering. So don't see a lot of pumpkins out there. So
you need hot
weather?
There's
a lot of people... The hot weather was too... I don't think they flowered very well, or they didn't get pollinated when they were flowering.
Hmm.
It must have been too hot for the bees to be around at that time or something. I don't know. But okay. You see some pumpkins out there, and some patches did okay, and some patches didn't do very well.
Okay. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the University of Minnesota Extension. You can apply to be a Extension Master Gardener. They have a program for that, and you can apply for that now through October 1st. Talk a little bit about that, Duane.
What they did is many years ago, I was a master gardener. I haven't kept mine up, master gardener, many, many years ago when I first started out, so 40 years ago. And a program started by the Extension, and what they're trying to do is get more of the education out there and answer people's questions. So what they did was educate a lot of the general public, and they have to you do a line or a test online, and you have to fill out an application, and then you have to put in commit so many hours of volunteer work back to the community in horticulture.
Mm-hmm.
So but you have to do this by
October 1st.
Mm-hmm. So and you can do that online.
Yeah, it says to become a master gardener, you must commit to complete online training and 50 hours of volunteering in the first year, and then after the first year, you commit to 25 hours of annual volunteer work. So, yeah.
I think it's a good thing. I just wish it would have more education to it, because after it takes more than just 50 hours of volunteering or doing a test online. I'm still learning every day about horticulture, and I've been in it for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Then you can volunteer to go to the state fair and work the master gardener booth, too. I did that a couple times with my sister, Ellie, who's a master gardener, and that was really fun.
Okay. Yeah, just contact the Extension office, and they'll give you some more information on that. So.
You bet. A good program.
Yep. Hey, before you answer some questions, how about the leaves are turning beautiful out there? I was in Granite Falls in the Minnesota River Valley yesterday, and really pretty.
Yeah, go for a ride. You don't have to go real far to see the color. I mean, there's gorgeous trees around here. The sugar maples are turning their orange color, and autumn blaze maples are turning their red color. And even the golds, you know, and some of the other maples, and also in the ash.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty.
What's the process of a dying tree, I guess? What's the?
No, it's not dying.
Oh, it's not dying. Okay.
Oh no, it's going dormant. Okay, there's a difference between going dormant. Okay, it's trying to protect itself from the Minnesota winters, is what it's doing. The green part of a leaf is the chlorophyll. Okay, the sugars in the leaf, and the first thing that a tree does or a plant does is suck the chlorophyll down into the roots to have. You know, a food source for next spring to get it back to growing again. And so the greens pulled out, and then there's the colors that are left, the oranges, the reds, the yellows, browns.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going through a process of survival, not going dead.
Okay.
Going dormant.
The foliage, they call it. right? So.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so it's not dying. I just want to make
not
sure.
Not at all. No, no, no. It's going dormant, and it's just taking it as food reserves from the leaves, the chlorophyll, the green part,
yep,
and the sugars, storing it in its roots, and then the next year it'll suck those back out and get going again. So, and then we get to enjoy the colors in the fall.
Yeah, beautiful colors. Like I said, I was in the Minnesota River Valley yesterday by Granite Falls, and it's, man, I could have stopped my car and just... took it all in there for a while. So,
well, my one of my fall favorites is the sugar maple, okay? You don't see a lot of those around here, but there's some in Dawson by my house that they're absolutely gorgeous. I'd say that's one of my favorite plants.
Okay.
Plant a tree this fall and get some of those maples out there. The fall, there's a fall fiesta maple, which is a type of sugar maple, autumn blaze maple. They're gorgeous right now.
Yep, and they're available at, you can purchase them at Heather Floral.
Heather Nursery and Floral. Yep. And most of our trees, we have trees in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo, but most of our trees, I should say Montevideo, but most of our trees are at. Or we can get them over to the other towns, too, if you want.
Okay. Well, we've got a few questions here. Let's start with this one, Duane. What can I do now to prepare my garden for next year?
There's a lot of things. Depends on what your philosophy is. A lot of people don't till their garden, which kind of sometimes destroys the beneficial bacteria and stuff in your soil. But most of the people around here will till their garden. And first of all, what I'd do is if you have any diseased plants that were in your garden, I'd get those out of the garden, get them out, get them in a burn pile or get rid of it. Don't even throw them in your compost pile. But then... I would till your garden this fall. I would put, if your soil needs amending, you know, if it's too hard or too soft, you probably want to put some peat moss or compost on there if you've composted stuff or you can buy compost, get that on there. And I would definitely put a product that I help create. It's called Earth Elements or Eco Elements, which is beneficial bacteria and beneficial fungi plus minerals. Spread that on your garden this fall. Till it in, and that'll go to work on your garden and help break up the soil structure of your garden, and you'll have a lot softer, finer soil for next year.
Okay. We're running a little short of time now, but I'll try to get through these then. Talk about Asian beetles. Are Asian beetles good for my garden? And all of a sudden, they are everywhere.
You're going to have to convince people that Asian beetles are good, but they are good because they eat aphids, scale, insects. So they are a predatory, you know, beneficial predator. But when they get so many of them beating on your windows and your doors and all over, and they, if you smash one of those things, they stink.
Yep.
Yep. And they're different than ladybugs. You know what I'd do outside your house? I'd spray a product on your house called Tempo, you know, on the... especially on your foundation, maybe up a little bit on your siding and go all the way around your house. And Tempo is an insecticide. You can spray it on your bushes, and that'll help your bushes out too.
Okay. All right, got about a minute here. Duane, what's happening at Heather Nursery and Floral?
Well, it's fall, so we have fall mums out and pumpkins, and our fall bulbs are here. So if you want to do the, you know, the tulips, daffodils, crocus, that type of stuff. We have alliums, which is the big, tall stalk with the big kind of bluish-purple flowers up on top. And we had resurrection lilies, or naked ladies, as you call, and we sold out, but we got more coming. They're supposed to be here today, so if you're looking for the resurrection lily, we'll have those too. So fall is for planting. Plant your trees, shrubs, or work on your landscaping, and we can help you with that at Heather Nursery and Floral. Just give us a call in Madison, Montevideo, or Dawson here.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for another show, Duane, and we'll probably talk to you next Thursday then.
We sure will. Enjoy your vegetables.
I will.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Duane.
Take care, Paul. Thanks. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Duane Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show. Thank you.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.